The Washington Center for the Book announced the 2023 Washington State Book Awards for outstanding books published by Washington authors. Reporters Lauren Gallup and Johanna Bejarano spoke with two of the winners.
Sasha Toxalblue LaPointe is the author of Red Paint, the ancestral autobiography of a Coast Salish punk. LaPointe is the winner of the 2023 Creative Nonfiction Memoir Washington State Book Award for Red Paint. LaPointe is from the Upper Skagit and Nooksack Indian tribe. Red Paint is about her experiences, and experiences of women that came before her, living in the Coast Salish territory. When LaPointe took a break from writing, she began learning more about her ancestry.
I started having conversations with my mom about the women of our lineage.
The story of Kamsha Kahalawish fascinated her. Kahalawish was a child survivor of the smallpox epidemic. LaPointe says Kahalawish's story drew her to dig deeper.
For me, it was about honoring her strength and her life and reconnecting with it.
For the book, LaPointe traveled to the areas the women in her lineage lived, standing in those places where her ancestors did.
That was such an important part of it for me, for my own journey into healing.
The memoir deals with trauma, lived, generational, historical.
I was really wanting and interested in doing was challenging that narrative. And instead of going to these places to sort of re-experience trauma, I was sort of reconnecting with the resilience and the strength that comes from these women and these stories.
LaPointe says she's had readers reach out to her, sharing their appreciation for a memoir that details coming both from trauma and from strength. Johanna Bejarano spoke with Ricardo Ruiz, a poet and author, raised in Othello.
When Ricardo Ruiz wrote his book, We Had Our Reasons, he wanted to tell his children the story of their immigrant grandparents.
They desire to learn about why their grandparents came and why they speak English and live in the United States and not Spanish and Chihuahua.
But their stories gained meaning for an entire community and mirror the lives of many, including a retired truck driver who got the book from his daughter.
For her, she said it was one of the first times in her life as a grown woman to see her dad reading and to engaging in conversations about the stories on why he came. And not alone reading, but reading poetry.
Ruiz is receiving the 2023 Washington State Book Award for Poetry. His book collects stories of immigrants. All of them evolved from interviews with storytellers, family, friends, and other community members to poems, part of a collaborative documentary poetry project.
My parents, the ladies who raised me, are not poets, are not classically trained poets. But to be able to work in collaboration really elevates that voice and that representation that stories matter, your truth matters. Your humanhood matters.
He says the goal is also to create connections. The author is already working on his next project, focusing on stories of veterans like him, who served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
It is one of my purposes in life to raise marginalized voices, to provide space for marginalized voices to be heard, and to share stories of people who are sometimes forgotten.
I'm Lauren Gallup.
And I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.